Bakta CEO outlines gambling reform white paper impact on land-based casinos. John White, the chief executive of Bakta, a UK trade body representing land-based gambling entertainment businesses, is set to provide evidence to the UK government's Culture, Media, and Sport Committee on the 11th of July. The committee, chaired by Dame Caroline Dinenage, a member of parliament from the Conservative Party, comprises 10 MPs representing major British political parties. White's testimony will focus on the impact of the gambling reform white paper on the land-based gambling industry. Following the publication of the white paper on April 28, Bakta immediately initiated consultations with its members and conducted extensive research to assess the implications and potential outcomes of the proposed reforms. Key areas of investigation included the effects of a 50-50 machine ratio, the introduction of modern online payment methods, and the projected impact of a mandatory levy. Having completed the initial research program, White will share the findings and analysis with the influential committee. He will highlight the potential consequences of the white paper recommendations on inward investment, employment levels, the industry's contribution to local economies, and the overall sustainability of businesses within the sector. White emphasized the importance of gaming regulations that align with the digital age and enable operators to provide payment methods that are standard for other land-based retailers. He argued that modern consumers expect convenient and diverse payment options, and it is crucial for the industry to keep pace with these expectations. The crucial role of Bakta's evidence. The evidence presented by Bakta to the Culture, Media, and Sport Committee holds significant weight, as it represents the collective interests of land-based casinos across the UK. The industry's contribution to the economy, employment, and local communities cannot be understated, making it essential for policymakers to consider the potential consequences of proposed reforms on these aspects. The Gambling Reform White Paper seeks to address concerns surrounding the gambling industry, particularly related to online gambling and the protection of vulnerable individuals. While the reforms aim to improve consumer protection and regulatory oversight, it is vital to strike a balance that ensures the sustainability and growth of land-based gambling businesses, which play a vital role in the UK's entertainment landscape. The evidence provided by John White and Bakta will provide valuable insights for policymakers as they deliberate on the proposed reforms. Balancing the interests of consumer protection, technological advancements, and the vitality of the land-based gambling sector will be crucial in shaping the future regulatory framework. The findings presented by Bakta will contribute to the ongoing discussions surrounding the gambling reform white paper and its potential impact on the industry, economy, and society at large. As the UK government works towards finalising the reforms, stakeholders from all sides will continue to engage in constructive dialogue to ensure a balanced and effective regulatory environment that safeguards the interests of all parties involved. The forthcoming testimony by Bakta's CEO serves as a critical step in this process, providing evidence-based insights that can inform the development of a comprehensive and fair gambling regulatory framework in the UK.